Gordon Walker reporting from Guam. News out here in the Pacific sometimes has a way of creeping up on you, even while you are trying to give it out. Last night, I made a broadcast from Okinawa. Because of a minor failure in transmission lines, I was forced to use a portable transmitter located in a particularly remote and bleak portion of the island. While I was making my broadcast to the United States, the inky blackness outside the studio was suddenly split by a volley of machine gun fire. There wasn't time to investigate at the time, so I finished the broadcast and then went out to look around. It seems that some of the remaining Japanese on Okinawa are making frantic attempts to escape the mopping up down on the south portion of the island. Frequently, they stumble into our camps and are often caught trying to steal food or clothing. While I was making my broadcast, a group of them tried to pass within a few yards of our transmitter, but they didn't reckon with Yankee ingenuity. The boys up there on Okinawa had erected traps for just such an eventuality, and this particular group of Japs had walked right into the trap. If they hadn't, I might not be able to tell you about it tonight. For while I was talking there in the darkness, some outpost guards around the transmitter spotted the group of Japanese trying to sneak through a field near the radio station. Three of them were killed a few yards from the transmitter, and another was captured. When the rest of the Japanese were not located, the captured Japanese soldier then broadcast an appeal for his comrades to surrender. Whether they surrendered or not, I never did find out. It didn't seem too healthy in those parts. And when I finished the broadcast, I made a hurried exit from the area by jeep. All of which just goes to show that news out here in the Pacific is where you find it. And sometimes it finds you. This is Gordon Walker, Christian Science Monitor correspondent, reporting from Guam. I return you to Mutual in the United States.